So tell me, what's your name?
Tommy Long.
And where do you live? Where are you from?
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
How old are you, Tommy?
33.
Tell me, how did you first learn about an electric skateboard?
I was curious to find a motorized version of some sort of land sailor or skateboard, so I found a company back in 2000, and didn't quite work out so well, and eventually I found Dave's company. Bought a couple boards from him.
Were you a regular skateboarder?
No, I did a lot of windsurfing, a lot of cycling, but mainly a lot of windsurfing.
How'd you learn about it?
Some internet research and found a company that did electric motors. I didn't want gas, I wanted electric, so I can have a quiet ride. Found a company and it worked out fairly well.
Who'd you end up getting one from your first go around?
It was with a company, X-Skate.
How did you first hear about an alternative electric power board?
I got very curious because I figured in 5 years something's got to come along. Did some more internet researching and found Dave with Eglide. Set me up and it was absolutely fantastic.
How often do you ride now?
I ride mine to work.
How far is it to work?
That's about 3 miles.
Are you riding on the street or on the sidewalk?
Both. The wheels that Dave was able to help work with, he has a new wheel, which is absolutely fantastic. It's a rubberized wheel instead of polyurethane, and it cushions the ride. So things like sidewalks and, you know, hard gravel, things like that, are a no-brainer. I mean, it's a very smooth, very quiet ride. Without those wheels, I can say that the ride was a lot more rough and equivalent to the X-Skate ride. But the wheels that Dave has to offer are worth every penny. I actually bought three from him. The first one I loved, sold it, got a second one, love it, got a third one, kept it, love it. And so I basically alternate them. So when I get home from work, I usually put it away and I get the second one, which has already been charged, and I go out and continue.
How do you use it for fun and relaxation?
Oh, usually after work, you know, about 1 a.m. or so, I just kind of take it out for a spin and strap on the MP3 player and kind of get lost for about 45 minutes and, you know, go anywhere from, you know, mall parking lots and whatnot to, you know, the boulevard, you know, Ocean Boulevard here in Myrtle Beach.
You'll go out at 1 a.m. in the morning?
Oh, sure.
Oh, at nighttime?
No, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Your job, you get off late?
I get off around midnight, usually.
And you'll just go take it and cruise around?
Absolutely.
How fast do you go on it?
One of mine is capable of 18, the other one's easily capable of 20. And takeoff is around 0 to 20 in about 4 seconds.
How about going downhill? How do you handle that? You go coast mode?
With the wired boards, there's not a coast. You're completely on. Well, basically, you have a full throttle available. You're always throttling. Otherwise, you're braking. Going downhill, I just keep it at full anyway.
What advice would you give someone who's maybe never ridden one, never skateboarded before? What would you tell them?
Start off slow and don't let your ego get in the way. I mean, these are 50-pound boards that travel 20 miles an hour. When you stop, you know, you might stop and the board's not. So be very, very careful doing this stuff.
Let's say you're going to work. Do you encounter any curbs, or is everything like wheelchair accessible that you can cruise up and down?
I know the area fairly well. I've been here 13 years. There's a sidewalk I have to go on. I'm pretty aware that there's a driveway entrance or a wheelchair access or like a gradual decline. But I've never, nor will I, you know, jump it off a curb. These aren't meant for that stuff. It's meant for, you know, slow sidewalk riding and definitely street travel.
Which two boards do you have?
The actual decks themselves I don't use from Eglide. I had a vision put out one of my decks. The deck was built for me by a gentleman out of California who works with Chuck Barfoot.
So you got a custom deck put on it?
Yes. Both of these are custom decks.